This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. India and Australia have adopted a new joint declaration on defence and security cooperation and a maritime security collaboration roadmap to promote a free, open and inclusive Indo-Pacific. The deals were signed following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Australian counterpart Anthony Albanese during the third Australia-India Annual Leaders Summit in Melbourne. In a joint press statement after the talks, Prime Minister Modi said the Indo-Pacific is not just a meeting point of two oceans, but showcases the shared aspirations of like-minded democracies like India and Australia. Later briefing the media, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said both sides finalised the administrative arrangement for a long-term supply of Australian uranium to India. The agreement is expected to strengthen India's clean energy programme and support its net zero goals. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's official visit to Australia has marked a significant milestone in India-Australia relations, with both countries taking several important steps to deepen cooperation across key sectors. Briefing the media, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said the discussions between Prime Minister Modi and his Australian counterpart Anthony Albanese reflected the growing strategic partnership and close understanding between the two leaders. During the third annual India-Australia summit, both sides finalised the administrative arrangement for the long-term supply of Australian uranium to India. The agreement is expected to strengthen India's clean energy programme and support its net zero goals. The two leaders also reviewed progress in economic cooperation. Following the India-Australia CEOs Forum, they agreed to accelerate negotiations on the Comprehensive Economic Cooperation Agreement, CECA, building on the gains achieved under the Economic Cooperation and Trade Agreement, ECTA, which has led to a 55% increase in bilateral trade. India and Australia also expanded cooperation in emerging technologies through the operationalization of the Australia-India Partnership for Cyber-Critical Technologies and Supply Chains AI PACs. Australia also reaffirmed its support for India's Gaganyaan human spaceflight mission. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman yesterday said India continues to emerge as a preferred destination for global capability centres, GCCs, because of its skilled workforce, strong institutions and innovation ecosystem. Addressing the CII National GCC Business Summit 2026 in New Delhi, Ms. Sitharaman said the country hosts more than 2,100 GCCs, employing 23 lakh professionals directly and generating nearly $100 billion in annual revenue. She said GCCs represent a transformation by bringing together engineering research, artificial intelligence, cybersecurity, finance, product design and data science to drive continuous innovation. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal yesterday interacted with MP-led fellows in New Delhi and heard their ideas, aspirations and commitment to India's progress. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said they discussed the transformative journey towards Viksit Bharat 2047, the role of youth in nation building and the importance of informed participation in shaping public policy. The interaction also highlighted the significant contribution of MSMEs in driving innovation, entrepreneurship, employment generation and inclusive economic growth. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has arrived in Oman after concluding his visit to Kuwait. Upon arrival, the External Affairs Minister was received by Director General, Foreign Ministry of Oman, Sheikh Ahmed Al Maskari. Dr. Jaishankar is currently on an 11-day trip to Qatar, Bahrain, Kuwait, Oman, New York and Brussels. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis yesterday announced the formation of a 7-member committee headed by former Supreme Court Judge Justice Ranjana Desai to prepare a framework for implementing a Uniform Civil Code UCC in the state. The BJP has announced the names of Sukhendu Sekhar Roy, Sushmita Dev and Prakash Chekbarek as its candidate for the Rajya Sabha by-polls in West Bengal. The by-polls to these seats will be held on the 24th of this month. The three leaders recently quit the All India Trinamool Congress and joined the BJP. In men's cricket, England defeated India in the 4th T20 International of the 5-match series at the Country Ground in Bristol. India, led by captain Shreyas Iyer, were elected to bat first after winning the toss and scored 158 runs. England chased 159 runs in 13.5 overs with a loss of 1 wicket. And with that, we end this news bulletin.